From the Director of the Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to prepare, review, approve, and execute all contract documents as required to hire Johnson Controls, Inc., an energy services company previously approved by the County Board, to provide Phase 2 Part B guaranteed savings, energy savings performance contracting to repair and renew Milwaukee County building infrastructure based on the energy audits performed at selected county facilities and is contingent upon the satisfactory due diligence performed by DAS on each GESPC proposal. This was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the report here is a policy action that's required to get authorization to prepare, review, and approve all the execute all the contracts as required to hire Johnson Controls to do a performance guaranteed energy savings performance contract for the County Correctional Facility South, formerly known as the House of Correction. In the background of the report, it is kind of a chronology of events that led up to this point. It's there for your information. I won't go through that in detail, but if you go to the second page, second paragraph, in March of last year, the County Board authorized Public Works to assign Johnson Controls the technical energy audit, or the T contract, and development of a guaranteed energy savings proposal for a number of facilities, including city campus, the five senior centers, two buildings, etc. They came back with their technical energy audit, and while there were energy savings to be achieved in each of these facilities, it's up to the company that's doing the audit to make a proposal. In other words, we don't tell them what to do or how to do it. And so when we review what they're proposing in a cost-effective and other, and in that case, we found that their proposal for city campus did not meet the 10-year simple payback criteria. In other words, if we were to implement energy-saving conservation measures at city campus, which was the largest facility we were talking about in that number of buildings, the items to be implemented were too large of a cost, and the payback was beyond 10 years, and therefore didn't meet their criteria that we've been using historically on these kinds of contracts. So in August of last year, the County Board authorized us to assign Johnson Controls to conduct another technical energy audit for the buildings at the County Correctional Facility South. They completed that technical energy audit in February of 12, came back with a proposal, and their proposal talked about four different energy conservation measures to be implemented. Their total scope of work and proposed costs are attached to this report. The estimated implementation cost is $1.8 million. The basic criteria for this kind of contracting is that all costs associated with this work be paid for by the energy savings that you achieve each year over a 10-year period. And so after we looked at what they had proposed, the cost of each measure and the payback period, we felt that it was a cost-efficient proposal and bringing it back to the board for your review and authorization. The big caveat there, of course, is that we also need to do a due diligence on this, which is done by DAS Fiscal. They'll be preparing that and reporting back to the County Board in July. Upon satisfactory due diligence being done, we would then go ahead and execute these documents and get things going in August to implement this.
Sue Brokowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me first make the motion for approval. Let me also acknowledge Mr. High, especially Mr. High, who has doggedly been pursuing this. And I speak for all of us when I talk about the perseverance of going after this. I don't have to tell any of us or any of you how bold of a move this is. You know, I guess the path of least resistance is, you know, one that, you know, you don't take chances or whatever, but the fact that the numbers seem to work, the savings could be outstanding, and I guess bottom line, isn't that why we're here, at least as elected officials for the taxpayers? Obviously, you have mixed emotions because there's a risk. There's a risk. Of course there's a risk. But it's exciting. You know, we talked earlier in the meeting about the gargantuan technological advances that, you know, iPhones and you know, how that utilization can be done. Same thing with energy, the green environment, you know, getting energy from the sun, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, we're poised to... you know, to take really good advantage of this, and you know, as we get into another budget season where we're going to be gnashing teeth about where to get money from and that kind of thing. Now, granted, this is not going to happen right away, but I'm hopeful that years down the road, the cost savings are going to help the county's budget immensely. So, it's a bold move, but it's one that. I think most of us are willing to stick our necks out because time is right. So, thank you, and I, like I said, make the motion for approval.
Suvalusko.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll abstain on the item. I do list JCI on my statement of economic interests, and I am proud to have them in the first district, though. But I do have some general questions about the process, and I've had some concerns about this that I've raised in the past, perhaps they'll be addressed in the due diligence process. But the first is if we go back and look at a scenario where it didn't work, where the payback couldn't be achieved within the 10 years. So like on a city campus project, we then pay for that for the audit portion of that because we did not embark on the guaranteed. We didn't pursue the second part. Do we, within that, do we internally pursue any of the items if discrete items within that have the payback? Do we you know, self-finance that or take that in our regular capital project, even though it's not appropriate for the ESCO project?
Supervisors, we work closely. When the technical energy audit is submitted, we work closely with the operating department that has jurisdiction in those buildings. They get copies of it. They go through the audits. When things don't work out and we don't implement it as a performance contract, yes, those energy savings conservation measures are there for the water departments to implement. I would say, on the whole, there are very many county departments, probably most, that have looked at this and that are doing things that they can do within their operating budget. Primarily, it's going to be things like lighting retrofits. Mm-hmm. When we went to the county correctional facility south, in fact, they had already done a number of lighting retrofits and some other things. So yes, that information is there. It's on the record. You look at that, you go back to it, and so that does occur. We don't just put that on the shelf and forget about it. I would also say that while we do pay for that technical energy audit on each of the proposals or each of the group of buildings, if the board decides not to implement, we have this allocation in our operating budget that we use to make that initial commitment. So far, we haven't had to pay that money out, so it's kind of stayed in our operating budget and been carried over as the basis for moving ahead. As the board does approve these performance contracts, the cost of the technical energy audit is rolled in to the contract, and then it becomes part of that 10-year payback through the energy sector.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, in the case where if we would choose not to pursue the next step, we would pay for the TA, but if they are unable to provide us with a project that meets the payback, we then do not pay for that initial portion?
Mr. Chair, we would still be liable because we signed a contract for
okay.
that. But each of the escrows at this point, we've never had to pay because we're moving ahead with another
something.
One.
Okay.
We can continue the process.
All right. And then if you could help me understand, I get the guaranteed part of it, that, you know, that it's within the 10-year. But, I mean, there's a big difference of whether it pays off in 5 years or 10 years. Who benefits from the earlier payoff? Do we get the benefit of all that savings, or are we effectively locked into a fixed payment to them that's based on that 10-year mark?
Sure, it does get a little complicated, but I guess I would try to simplify it by saying the money that we borrow to implement is like a mortgage. We pay it off over 10 years. What is different from this when we say annual energy savings, it's the actual quantities of energy that we save, not dollars. It's more of a cost avoidance. And my accountant associates don't really care for that kind of thing because you can't grab it off the table and say, here's look at all this money that I have. It's cost avoidance. And so the county is, if we get an early payback, that money that we save by not having to pay it out is used for other things, but there isn't a way to really account for it unless you go back and look at 5 years ago, here's what the rates were, here's what they are now. If we wouldn't have done that 5 years ago, here's the savings we achieved. We have gone through that exercise, and Stephen Keith of our area has been monitoring that and benchmarking things like that. But so it's not money you can grab, but it's cost avoided, and therefore that's the savings. In all of these, I think the other thing that people don't see is the intangibles of operational savings. When you replace 15,000 lights as we did in the courthouse in the first phase with Honeywell, there's a lot of things that were done there that the staff didn't have to do for a number of years. And in fact, talking to Jay Wazak, he said that it's been very, very obvious to him that there's a lot less time spent going to changing the light bulbs mm-hmm. over the last 5 years. So there's a savings there that is not, it's not tracked or quantified, but it's there. Mm-hmm. So it continues to be a saving in more ways than that.
And then for DAS, I guess, the due diligence is looking at both the aspect of whether or not this could have been internally financed, whether internally financing it or you know, bonding for this would have been better than financing it. Effectively, you were financing it through the escrow with an insurance policy on it, basically, that it's going to pay off.
Making sure that it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But the due diligence is an analysis of whether we could have, you know, contracted for it at the same or less cost plus financed it and gotten a better benefit. I mean, there's an implied interest rate that's built into this contract, as well as an insurance policy, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, so to give you, that's a detailed question, Justin Rodriguez, who, while he's with the comptroller now, is with Capital Finance.
You just said all of that with the comptroller? I had a question earlier. All right, well, we come back a little later. Let's go. Here we go.
You know what the accounting staff's going to be with that.
The answer to the question.
Ask your question.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the loan has already been taken out, so you already mm-hmm. have a fixed set of payments that you would, you're going to pay no matter what. The due diligence, one of the things to look at is will the energy savings kind of materialize? And so alternative financing, of course, if you were to finance it yourself, that would be the best alternative with the other constraints that we have. So we did go out and took out this loan. So it's not, you're not really looking at that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, I'll look for the due diligence, but I guess this gets to the heart of my question on this, is that you pursue this road of these guaranteed contracts before you know what the projects are. If that vendor could find you a project that has a 5-year payback, well, that's a slam dunk for them. That's, you could have done, you perhaps could have done those projects better yourself, rather than finding the ones that have the real risk are the ones that don't pay off for 9 or 10 years, and that's where they're actually providing you some real value, because they're guaranteeing that they've found you value. Mm-hmm. And that's what I don't understand, how we sort of get into this before we really know whether we're really getting value.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. You have,
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, just a clarification, just to make sure that.
All right, go, Mr. Farley.
Supervisor, in the due diligence, you should see if they can address, for lack of a better word, that the vendor not cherry picking, taking the easier ones, leading us with ones that.
Sure.
Easier ones meaning we could have done it ourselves or done it through alternative ways, and have them do a little bit more of a tough one for us to have done. Mm-hmm. And have different return that more advantageous to us.
Right.
Okay.
Largely,
I'll,
yeah.
I'll make sure that
and
they address that to the extent they can.
Go ahead.
I'm
go
sorry,
ahead.
Mr. Chair. And yeah, and then just the idea that the financial analysis is that it makes, you know. I won't go into the detail, but I look for that, and I've raised the concern in the past. And
make sure you get that information about the issue so we can have that in our next report, and just make sure that we understand what's going on. So, Jersey.
Thank you. I just wanted to, first of all, again, acknowledge the chairwoman's leadership in this regard, and I know she was anxious to, you know, do this as soon as possible, but it's good to see it is being done. The technical energy audit, and actually some of the questions that Supervisor Lipscomb was talking about, you know, getting to those projects that aren't going to have the payback, is there a way that we are going to be able to fold this information in from Johnson Controls with that work that C.B. Richard Ellis is going to do? Because actually those are the kind of buildings that we should be getting rid of. So that's valuable information. This report directly relates to the work we're going to be getting from C.B. Richard Ellis. And I'm hoping there's some way we can fold those two together. Mr. Hine?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, we are in working with Julie Ash, and when we were working through the contract, asking the CBRE what kinds of information they were looking for. The inventory assessment program, you know, it's got an inventory of the building systems, at least the facilities that we've done. And any of this other kind of thing, technical energy audits, that's all very important information. The city campus is a facility that I believe is on the list. Everything that we have on city campus is going to be given to CBRE to analyze.
Great, thank you. And just, I also am going to have to abstain on this because I too have Johnson Controls on my disclosure list.
All right, we have to. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshawn?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Abstain.
Lipscomb?
Abstain.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes, 2 abstentions. The motion is approved.
Item number 8.